Whether you're a first-time poultry owner or looking to expand your flock, you can always use some helpful advice. Blaine's Farm and Fleet's got you covered. With great info and products to help raise healthy birds in-store or online at farmandfleet.com/chickdays. Boy, the weather has changed in pretty dramatic fashion for a lot of folks around Wisconsin. It is the first sign you better prepare for winter. Time to catch up with our friends from Focus on Energy. Remember, that's many of your utilities all across the state of Wisconsin that are coming together to provide you with rebate incentives and direction when it comes to investments on energy-saving equipment for your barn, your agribusiness, even your home. Joining us today, Jess Milsna. She is one of the Focus on Energy advisors that's out there trying to give us direction. And boy, Jess, I don't know about you, but This weather gave me a scare when all of a sudden we were hearing people talking about snow on the ground. That must have lit a fire, no pun intended, under a lot of folks that had projects going with you.
Yeah, it kind of came on fast and furious this year.
Yeah, exactly. And that's exactly why we're focused in today on some of the rebates, some of the incentives available through Focus on Energy for things relative to heat. Where do you want to start, Jess? What category seems to be the most applicable right now for the Focus on Energy rebates and incentives?
Well, given the weather right now, I think the heating equipment incentives are definitely worth highlighting. We have a variety of incentives for a variety of different heating equipment, so boilers, your infrared heaters, furnaces, unit heaters, etc. They're just going to vary on the efficiency and the size or capacity of your equipment that you're putting in.
Have you heard anything from some of your partners, Jess, about availability on some of this equipment? I know that in the past couple of years, we've all been absolutely drilled into with supply chain disruptions. What are you hearing from some of the trade partners that work with Focus on Energy?
We've been, you know, definitely been dealing with some delays over the past, you know, couple of years now. It seems like maybe that's getting some relief now. It's not as bad, but there are still definitely projects getting pushed out.
So again, explain for people how this works. If they are looking at an upgrade, they need to talk to you or one of our Focus on Energy advisors before they go ahead with a purchase or a plan. Remind them about the system.
Absolutely. So most of the equipment that we're going to be giving incentives for will have some type of energy efficiency requirement. So whether it's heating equipment, lighting, fans, definitely talk to your energy advisor first. That way we can give you those guidelines so when you're choosing your equipment, we can confirm that that will be eligible for you to get an incentive.
And like you said, there people forget how many different ways you can save energy within a milk house, within a calving unit, within your machine shed, within the milking barn. There's a lot of different motors, engines, and the like that are right there looking for those incentives.
Absolutely. Variable frequency drives, you know, like you said, anything with a motor. You know, like your lighting, your fans, like I mentioned before, all your milk cooling equipment, all of those could be eligible for something.
So the process, that's the other thing I always like to focus in on, especially now when many farmers are still very, very busy with the harvest. The last thing they want to have to do is paperwork. You Focus on Energy advisors really take a lot of that heavy lifting off their shoulders, don't you?
Absolutely. We're very hands-on with our customers. We know they're busy, especially right now when they're out in the field. We try to do as much of the work as we can. So like I said, we'll help you up front to make sure your equipment qualifies. We'll fill out as much of the application for you as we can and then, you know, help you to complete it for us.
Jess Milsna is along with us, one of our Focus on Energy advisors covering the state of Wisconsin, and they're ready to respond just anytime you've got a question or want to get started with a project. I remind you, go to their website, focusonenergy.com, and they're also available. You can call them toll-free, 800-762-7077. That's 800-762-7077. Jess, let's talk a little bit more about these kind of seasonal savings that we're talking about. Focus on Energy also has what they're calling a heating fuel bonus. What is that?
So this is a specific bonus incentive for agriculture-related projects that are natural gas-related. So natural gas-powered or fueled equipment, excluding grain dryers and grain dryer tune-ups, but any natural gas related equipment, you can get a bonus of 50% match on your regular incentive on any equipment installed and an application submitted by December 2nd of 2022. So your time is getting a little bit shorter, but December 2nd of 2022.
Well, if you know that you're going to use it, if you're going to have it, it's a good time to be aware of those savings. Now, it's not just about protecting yourself against the winter. It's also about making sure the harvest runs smoothly. We want to talk about grain dryers too, Jess, knowing full well that right now there's going to be a lot of them being used. Might have let the cat slip out of the bag on that one. But this is a service that Focus on Energy has been providing for the past couple of years, right?
Yeah, absolutely. We've had the grain dryer offerings for a number of years now. They've gotten pretty popular in the past few years. This is usually the time of year when people are saying, I need, you know, to be more efficient at this next year. Maybe they're looking at upgrading. So we have offerings for that as well when you're upgrading your grain dryers. They do require pre-approval, so make sure you talk to your energy advisor as soon as you start thinking about it.
Well, and don't you focus on energy advisors, generally make a trip out to do some evaluation on those grain dryers before everything really gets rolling?
Yeah, we certainly can do that. We can, look at what you have in place and what you're looking at installing and see if we think that would be an energy savings there. Another service or offering that we have is for the grain dryer tune-ups. So just your regular grain dryer service provider can come out and do a tune-up on your equipment. Prior to the harvest season, you can get $100 back off of that bill. And that's something we definitely recommend. If you're not looking at upgrading, definitely make sure that you're maintaining what you have in place.
Right. Yeah. And again, like we said, folks, you need to be thinking on some of these projects today, because it may take until next year before the timing is right on your farm and with some of the suppliers. Now, speaking of kind of the end of the year, we are getting closer to the end of the year, Jess, and a lot of folks may still have some final paperwork they need to wrap up. I mean, you're generous with your time in helping them with the paperwork, carrying a lot of that load, but there's still deadlines that are swinging out there. How is the end of the year looking for Focus on Energy? What kind of reminders do you have for folks?
Yeah, so one important thing to note is we have a market relief bonus going on right now. So with market conditions kind of being, prices are high out there. So if you're looking at doing those upgrades and that's kind of a hindrance to you, we're offering an extra 25% on any regular prescriptive applications, excluding new construction. But if you submit a completed application by December 2nd, again, that December 2nd deadline, you can receive an extra 25% on top of your regular incentive. Make sure you include that bonus incentive code. You can get that from your energy advisor, and we'll make sure that you get that bonus and get it in on time.
Boy, and like we said, time. You're short on time for the harvest, short on time maybe for your projects, but planning ahead for 2023, not a bad idea to have that conversation now, is it, Jesse?
Yeah, absolutely. And another reminder, too, for the end of the year, make sure any 2022 applications are in by, speaking of 2023, January 31st of 2023. If there's anything that's wrapping up yet from this year. So usually you have 60 days, but anything in December, you might only have, maybe 30, 45 days. So
right.
Just a quick reminder there. And then, yeah, anything you're thinking about in 2023, any new construction projects, like I said, kind of the motto is the earlier the better to talk to your energy advisor. We can pre-qualify that equipment for you. We can make a few recommendations on the types of equipment. We can provide a lot of guidance in that aspect. So get us involved in those building project meetings early.
Excellent. Appreciate it. Jessica Milsna along with us, one of our Focus on Energy advisors that covers the state, trying to work with farms and agribusinesses, looking for those energy incentives, those rebates that really add up quickly in a lot of different ways. The weather has changed. It's suddenly a tip of the hat to making sure you're looking at their bonuses for some of the heating equipment you might be looking to replace. That heating fuel bonus, don't forget about the market relief extras that are now available, and thinking about those grain dryers. others as well. Get in touch with your Focus on Energy advisor at focusonenergy.com. Go to the business tab. That's where you'll find the agribusiness stuff. Or call them direct, 800-762-7077, and they will respond. 800-762-7077. That's Jessica Milsner, Focus on Energy advisor with Focus on Energy.